gotta reach emergency. You gotta reach Clear Coverage Roadside Assistance. My name is Katisha. Are you in currently needing roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes.
Can I have your first name, please?
It's Robin.
You said Robin?
Mm-hmm.
And your last name?
Lester, L-E-S-T-E-R.
And what's a good callback number in case this call get disconnected?
Yes.
What's a good callback number in case this call get disconnected?
502-767-2838.
Okay, that was 502-767-2838.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to opt into our text message feature today where you receive text updates at the estimate time a provider will assist with service?
Mm-hmm.
Message and data rates may apply. For security reasons, can you verify the address that's registered to the policy?
It's 6002 Hargrave Drive.
And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
A Toyota Camry.
And what's the color of the vehicle?
It's black.
And what's the reason for service today?
I'm locked out of my car, but I was on another call with another lady, and I gave her all my information, and then she just put her hold tone on. So I'm kind of annoyed because, like, she had me on hold, didn't say why, she just put it on hold. So I need
okay,
to
so you
sure
calling to see if the service was set up?
Yeah, because, like, I don't know what
yes,
happened.
Ma'am. I got you. Give me 1 second while I pull your account up just to see what's going on for you. Yes, ma'am. The service was set up. She's still working on that account to get them providers sent out for you.
Okay, so how long, like, am I just supposed to just sit and wait? Like, how does that work? Because this is my first time being insured with you guys. So, like, my previous insurance companies, what is the process? Because if it's going to take as long for you to find someone, then I can just find an another company. Because she didn't even explain that. Like, she was very rude. It didn't, like, half the questions you asked me didn't even ask. And then just put it on the hold down tone and didn't say nothing. So, like, what are the steps?
Once we get you mapped and located, we reach out to the providers that we're contracted with to see who can assist with your service today. Once we find a provider, they will send you a text message of the ETA time. It does take a bit of a time sometimes to call providers. It just depends on who's in front of you and how many people they have doing service. So it just kind of depends. But sometimes some providers are easier than others. It just depends on how many people is in front of you.
So
it really does.
The first step. So right now I'm waiting on you guys to call around and see if anyone can come out.
Yeah, she got you mapped and located. She's all she's doing right now is she's reaching out to the providers for you.
Right. So that's going to take some time. And then I will then have to wait for that provider to give me the time it's going to take for them to come. Correct.
Yeah. Once you find a provider for you, it would just send you a text message of the ETA time. So say she found a provider and the ETA time is like 60 minutes. It would just be with, that's a 60 minute estimate time. Sometimes they do assist you before time. It just depends on how many people he has in front of you and how far he is from you.
Okay.
But if you feel like it's taking too long, you can always call back to get that service canceled.
Okay.
But she do got you mapped and located. She's just reaching out to providers at this time. But I would definitely let her know to give you a call back once she find a provider for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, and thank you for calling Roadside Assistance, and have a nice day.
All right, thank you, sir.